This podcast is brought to you compliments of Kaspersky Lab, protecting more than 300 million systems worldwide against internet threats.
All right, welcome to the Digital Underground podcast. I've got Dan Guido on as a guest today. We're going to talk about some conferences in New York City, or actually in Brooklyn next week, that Dan's involved with, and I'm also tangentially involved with, put on by NYU Poly, called the sort of overarching name for it, Dan, is Seesaw, and there's a couple of sort of sub parts of it as well, and one of the things that you guys are doing this year, kind of a new piece of it, is a mobile security conference that kind of goes along with the general security conferences that you guys have been doing the last few years, right?
Yeah, we have always wanted to do a conference associated with Seesaw. And now that we've picked up so much steam, we've had thousands upon thousands of people play in these contests, and it's gotten so organized in the last few years, we thought that the time was right to try this idea out. So this year, we're launching Threads, which is a conference that follows one particular thread every year. This year, it's going to be mobile. We think there's a lot of uncertainty around mobile, where everybody has these devices that are getting more and more powerful, that have many different vectors that people are able to attack. They have all these kinds of different wireless chips, and they have applications that have different APIs that you can access, and they have browsers, and they really mimic desktop devices more and more. And we think that these same threats that are on our desktop are going to affect these mobile devices now or very soon. So we want to investigate that kind of hype and see what the objective reality is behind attacks on mobile.
Okay. And so who's going to be presenting at the conference? Is it going to be students? Is it going to be, execs? Is it going to be researchers, or kind of all of the above?
So right now we have a mix between professionals and academics. We have some of the best professional researchers in the industry, people that would get into Black Hat every year, people that do really industry-leading research on these platforms that we've been able to invite and come speak at this conference. So I've hand-selected, Dino and I have hand-selected what we think is the best public research into this area, and assembled them here at at Poly for one day so that you can get this jam-packed session that tells you everything you need to know about threats that are currently ongoing against these devices.
Oh, that sounds cool. So who are some of the guys that are going to be speaking aside from, or is Dino doing any presentations, or are you guys just kind of administrating?
Absolutely. So I'm going to give a talk as well as Dino and Vincenzo. We all have different areas of expertise. You know, I like to look at things at a very high, abstract level, whereas Dino and Vincenzo definitely zoom down a bit deeper than I do. Vincenzo has a lot of expertise around things like BlackBerry, where not many people do, and then Dino's going to be talking about iOS in a bit more detail than he has publicly in the past. He's always talked in very much detail in the past, but updated content from some of the research that he's done. So we're all chipping in a little bit to provide our expertise to this conference, but we've also invited great friends of ours, people like John Oberheide, who always seems to make the news whenever he's got a related to mobile.
Yeah.
He's been going around and giving a talk called Mobile Vulnerability Assessment. There's an app for that that describes the data that he's collected with this app that he wrote called X-Ray that collects information from phones that it's on about what jailbreaks those phones are vulnerable to. And it's a regular app that you can install, and many, many thousands of people have. And then based on that data, he's been able to rank, you know, what the most secure and least secure devices are, and what the most secure and least secure carriers are, and recommendations for what phone you should buy if you want to be secure, and different recommendations for how carriers and device manufacturers could fix this problem. I think that's a really exciting talk, and it's one that he's only given at a few small conferences so far. I think maybe only one. So not many people know about it. So we're very excited to have him at Threads talking about this issue that I think affects not just the businesses and, you know, organizations that would show up to watch these, but also consumers.
Right. Yeah. So I think I've seen some of the data that John's collected with X-Ray, and it's pretty great stuff. And I like that kind of those kind of talks that are based on, you know, not just going and finding a bug and sort of explaining how it works and what the problem is, but, you know, sort of collecting data and showing people, here's how you're vulnerable, here's where the problems lie, you know, here's how many devices are vulnerable to these problems, and that kind of stuff. And Vincenzo, who you referred to earlier, if people don't know, is been sort of all over the Pwn to Own contest the last couple of years at CANSEC West. And I see you have Zach Lanier as well doing a talk from Veracode. What's he going to be talking about?
So unfortunately, we had to swap out that. Zach is going to be, he has a conflict. We're very sad to lose him, but it's okay. We have plenty of other things that, we can discuss. We've swapped in a talk that I gave earlier this year called the Mobile Exploit Intelligence Project for Zach's Place. And Mike Arpaia, formerly of ISIC Partners, is going to be giving that talk. So we have some short updates where we take a look at attacks that are that have occurred in the wild against Android devices, and we're trying to understand what the capabilities are of attackers to perform those attacks, and then where we think they're going with them based on where they are today. we want to cover Android in pretty good detail since that is one of the most popular platforms and also one of the most attacked. So I think there's a lot of depth there that we can go into. So there's multiple talks that cover that particular platform.
Okay. So the Mobile Intelligence Project, or the Exploit Intelligence Project, that's you spoke about that, I think, at our conference last year over in Spain, right?
Oh, that was a different one. That was the normal Exploit Intelligence Project. I figured out how to brand there, so I kept the naming going. But with last year, what we had done is looked at in total, in sum, all of the attacks that we could possibly collect that have been performed against desktop devices, and then what kind of trends we could draw from that at a very high level, rather than reacting to simply, one vulnerability here, one piece of malware here. We tried to look at, again, what are the capabilities that attackers are demonstrating with them in terms of, sophisticated, not sophisticated, and where are they going with that? How are they improving? At what rate are they improving? Because really, it's just keeping ahead of the threat. And if you understand where the threat is and you've been able to break it down exactly what they're capable of and what they're not, then you can have a really safe enterprise. And we tried to apply the same lessons to mobile with that, where, clearly there's a lot being left on the table with mobile devices. Despite their incredible vulnerability, there are still very few vectors that are explored in real attacks. So we tried to obtain a comprehensive data set of all these mobile attacks that have been performed in the last 2 years and try to draw the same conclusions for mobile devices.
Okay. And so, you spend your day job is going and, sort of helping enterprises with these kind of problems. How much are the enterprise guys worried about mobile attacks at this point, or are they still focused on desktop and network attacks?
Oh, they're absolutely concerned with it. And it's a great opportunity because these mobile devices have, a different security architecture than what's been used before, and it's a chance to really start over. It's a chance to say that we're going to take all the lessons we've learned from the last 10 years of trying and failing to defend our desktops and try to apply some of those lessons to these mobile devices. So we have this unique chance to get it right, where I think that these mobile devices, if you know what the threats are and you know what your options are for defense, you can come out far ahead of where you are on the desktop and make a really defensible architecture there. So we see a lot of interest in executives trying to understand these these devices and these systems that are now available to them because, their users are pushing them for it. They want to bring their own devices. They want to have an iPhone. They want to have an Android phone at work. And many people are irrationally afraid of that. But the reality is that many of these attacks that are being performed are very constrained. And while there are all these different possibilities, very few of these possibilities turn into actual attacks. Mm-hmm. Leading into how we describe this in terms of the conference are that we've tried to focus on those actual attacks. The things that we're discussing are objective. They have happened. They're real attacks that have been performed that you need to defend against. So we talk about your options for that. So it's very fine-tuned and focused. Instead of, like you mentioned before, there's none of these talks where, I found this one vulnerability, and because I found it, it's the most serious one that exists.
Right.
We're not doing that. And I'll never run a conference where I have talks like that unless it demonstrates something larger.
Yeah.
We think that if you're concerned about these kinds of technologies, if you're an enterprise person, if you're a consumer and you have one of these devices and you care about it, that you can sit down from start to finish and understand what you need to know about these devices in this one day.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that's good. I mean, it's good to hear that executives are sort of, trying to get their arms around the idea of, not just looking at mobile devices as, threat vectors, seeing them as, okay, this is a big opportunity here. Maybe we can get this right, as opposed to the way that, we certainly didn't get desktop security right, 15 years ago.
Yeah, it's definitely an opportunity. And I think that even if you deploy it haphazardly, it could end up being a net positive for your enterprise because these devices, while they are you know, attacks have been demonstrated against them, the sandboxing that they've got makes attacks harder. And the inherent untrustworthiness that people look at them as having has encouraged these enterprises to wall them off from their infrastructure. They put them on a separate network that only has limited access, and they only open certain data types and certain file types, so they can only access certain types of enterprise data. You know, it's less valuable for me as an attacker to break into these devices because they are in that position, and then it's harder for me to do so because they have all these different protections.
Right. And so, Dan, you've also been involved with the NYU Poly security program there. You teach some courses. What's your take on the sort of upcoming crop of students? How there seems to be a ton of interest in security. I was at that conference last year, and just the quality of the papers that were delivered by some of the students was pretty amazing. You know, considering that they were 19, 20, 21 years old.
Yeah, we are extremely happy with the research and the that we have right now at Poly. As part of my new position, so in the last year, the university really. They came to a realization that, hey, Dino and Dan are providing a lot of value at this conference and to this program, and we'd like to encourage and support the activities that they do. So they created a named position for us. We're both hacking residents now. It's a great title.
It is.
Students come up with research that would be valuable for them to perform. They would not only learn something, but that would be immediately usable and would apply to the kinds of problems that enterprises have today. So I'm leading a couple of students through this kind of independent graduate research that's going to be published soon, and I'm very excited with some of the things and the research that these students are turning out. We have an enormous amount of interest in our program that surpasses everything that we've ever had before. And right now I'm actually teaching technically four classes.
Jeez.
Somewhere between 60 and 80 students. So the volume has really picked up. Enrollment has really picked up. And all these students, they tend to, even if they come in as a pure computer science major, they're not really interested in security. We get lots of converts where they switch over and they say, this is what I want to do. And after graduation, we follow them. And most of them end up getting security jobs. They get stuff where security is a critical role of whatever position they've got.
Yeah, which is really cool. I mean, the thing that impressed me last year was, academic research a lot of times, kind of gets knocked for, being academic research, not really practical or applicable in the real world. But a lot of the stuff that I saw presented last year was, very applicable. There was a lot of, there was some offensive stuff, but there was a lot of defensive stuff too that, you could see the kernel of, maybe a startup idea there or things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, offensive research is important. We have to understand what the different possibilities are for where attackers could grow. It's obviously very not just interesting, but useful. And a lot of the ways that you come up with the most effective defenses are by understanding how attackers are constrained, by understanding how difficult it is to perform real attacks. So a lot of what we actually discuss at Poly are things that play into offense, that play into how you perform a real attack. What are the steps that you need to go through? Because once you understand those different steps and you understand how difficult it is, coming up with the defenses is really easy. Because the blood, sweat, and tears you had to go through in order to make something work.
Yeah.
There's just one thing that you, pull out from underneath you. It's going to make you have a bad day.
Right.
Our students are definitely far more prepared to come up with defenses that work than I think many other universities that have these kinds of programs are, simply because they've got this experience that, Dino and I have been able to transfer onto them of, what does a real attack look like? So we think our students are uniquely qualified.
Yeah, I mean, just judging by what I've seen and seen elsewhere, I would agree with that. I don't think most students in their position get access to, researchers who have, been out there doing the kind of work that you guys have done, at least while they're in college. They don't get to meet guys like you guys unless they go to, somehow get to go to Black Hat or something like that.
No idea.
Right, yeah. So you guys also have you must be working on the capture the flag thing at this point, trying to get that all set. When does that start next week?
Yeah, we help with that every year. I think the final round for capture the flag starts on Thursday night, next Thursday night.
Okay.
Really intense challenge. We had an amazing amount of competition to get into that final round this year. I'm actually happy to report that we had the world's largest capture the flag contest beyond everything that anybody else has ever put on. We had 9,100 students play in a Capture the Flag contest.
Wow.
And out of that, I think we selected 15 teams to show up and play in the final round. So these guys are the best that are out there. So we're very excited to have that final round, and we are going to be making some very complicated challenges for them to work on, because I think if we don't, then it's just going to be a tie across the board.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, I remember last year seeing kids just sort of walking around like zombies because they've been up for, you know, like 30 hours trying to figure this stuff out.
We took some of that into account this year, I think, put in a way where students for a few hours, but there's a limited time period, and it is supposed to be, you know, time-sensitive thing. So, you know, there is a compressed time schedule. You have to demonstrate your expertise within that, within the borders of that contest. So there is a lot of pressure, and that's on purpose. But, you know, the recognition that you get as a result of that is going to be enormous. So the value, the motivating factor there is definitely there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, great. Well, I'm looking forward to it next week, and I'm definitely looking forward to the new mobile security part of it. That sounds like a great program you guys put together, Dan. So I will I'll see you guys next week, and look forward to seeing all the great presentations.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, you bet. Take care, Dan.
Next week.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Compliments Kaspersky Lab, a world leader in internet threat protection for small, medium, and large enterprises. Visit Kaspersky.com for more information about their line of premium protection solutions.